Module 10. Explore your brilliance without boundaries. Share it without fear. What we think determines who we are. Who we are determines what we do. Our thoughts determine our destiny, and our destiny determines our legacy. James Allen once said, "You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts will take you." I would like to introduce you to the wonderful possibilities that lie dormant within you. These possibilities are endless and extraordinary. How can I say that with such conviction? Because I firmly believe that within each of us are gifts and talents specifically designed to help us fulfill our life's purpose. Discovering, refining, and intentionally leveraging these gifts determine where we end up on this journey called life. A purposed life is born in the soul, nurtured in the mind, and lived through the heart. It is waiting to be expressed in your words, thoughts, and actions. Trapped within many of us is a greatness that remains dormant if we fail to believe in our beauty, our strength, our gifts, and our potential. History teaches us time and time again that those men and women who achieved extraordinary results did so because of their faith and belief that success would be theirs. Did they ever doubt themselves? I'm sure some of them did. But it is how they handled their doubt that caused them to press forward while others gave up on themselves. No one will reach inside of you and pull out the greatness that lies within. You must discover it, believe in it, cultivate it, express it, and live it. The power is yours alone, and the rewards are waiting to be reaped. If you are living in a state of mediocrity, my goal is to upset your world, shake things up a bit, and make you take note of the value only you can bring to the world. Thomas Edison once said, "If we did all the things we are capable of, we would literally astonish ourselves." In order to move beyond the life you currently have towards one that allows you to experience love, joy, success, and prosperity to the highest extent possible, you must think beyond your current limitations. Your decision to proceed on this journey requires courage and faith. Courage to look in the mirror and face the truth that is shown to you, both good and bad, and faith in yourself and the one who created you. You must have faith that you can be all that you were created to be, and that success is a part of the master plan for your life. There will be times when you feel like throwing in the towel and calling it quits, but you must rely on your courage and faith to show you the way to the life you desire and the peace that escapes so many. Know what true success means. Don't let material trappings with their glimmer and glitz lure you into a lifestyle with price tags larger than you can really afford, both emotionally and financially. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. After years of working hard to hit the six-figure income level and finally being able to purchase a comfortable home and the car of my dreams, I wondered why the cold feeling of emptiness remained, even though according to the worldly standards and world account, I was successful. I have since discovered that success is not about money or lists of achievements. While money allowed me to buy things that made life comfortable, it did not buy me peace or joy. Ralph Waldo Emerson got it right when he said, "To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the approbation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty and to find the best in others, to give of oneself, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to have played and laughed with enthusiasm and sung with exhilaration, to know even one's life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded." Reframing your definition of success to match the deepest yearning of your heart takes courage because the definition you end up with may not match the one the world tries to sell you. Refuse to allow others to define your destiny by painting a false picture of the success you should strive for. As a coach, I help individuals become aware of the countless possibilities that already exist with and around them. I've managed, led, and coached numerous individuals who, through thought-provoking self-discovery, diligent pursuit of their purpose, and exploration of untapped potential, have accomplished extraordinary results. An inherent part of the coaching experience is a technique I called exploring your brilliance without boundaries. or the EBB formula. The key to the EBB technique is to ask yourself the EBB question each time you encounter an obstacle. The EBB question is, it may seem that I can't, but if I could, how would I? When you commit to applying this technique in your thinking, the result, brilliant ideas. When you expend too much time and energy dwelling on why something can't be done, you become stagnant. You stop moving towards your goal. When you ask the EBB question, you begin focusing on what could be instead of what has been. You don't allow the limitations of previous accomplishments to restrict where you could go this time. By remaining focused on what can be done and how, you continue moving ahead in the exploration process until you finally reach the brilliant ideas within. Here is a great example of the EBB formula at work. My colleague, internet marketing guru Randy Gage, tells a story that demonstrates the power of this technique. In his story, Randy explains that he knew what he wanted to earn $1 million from his one-day seminar, but he didn't know how to make it happen. Randy consulted his website developer named Ford. He said, "Ford, I know it's not possible to make $1 million from a one-day seminar. I mean, who's done that before? But if it were possible, how would we go about doing it?" This question ignited a powerful brainstorming session, and guess what? Randy and Ford presented an awesome one-day seminar that not only grossed more than $1 million, it made a lot of presenters and attendees happy and wealthy in the process. In coaching programs, I provide the help individuals need to see the many possibilities that already lie within and around them. Let's take Dr. Rachel Browning, a clinical psychologist and business management consultant, for example. During a session with Dr. Browning, we began to explore the endless possibilities related to her situation. It began with thought-provoking questions that provided insight into what her purpose-driven goals were. Once we identified what she wanted to accomplish, we used the EBB technique to develop a radically different business model, which allows Dr. Browning to serve not twice as many clients per month, not three times as many clients per month, but thousands more clients per month. It wasn't easy getting Dr. Browning to try the EBB method. You see, being the analyzer that she is, she found it difficult to first allow herself to think so creatively, freely, and boundlessly. She later expressed that through this technique, she was able to break away from the limited thinking associated with what she already knew and believed. She was then able to step into the realm of imagining the possibilities and working to make her dream a reality. You too may find it difficult at first to think so creatively, freely, and boundlessly. But by continuing to apply the EBB technique, you will find you are able to escape the limited thinking associated with what you already think and believe. You'll learn to freely imagine the possibilities that will turn into ideas, and those ideas will turn into solutions. This is how the power within you is ignited. Try it. The next time you need a brilliant idea to overcome an obstacle, solve a problem or ignite the power within you. Challenge yourself with the EBB question. It may seem that I can't, but if I could, how would I? You may be surprised at the powerful results you achieve.